Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, in this devotion, we're going to learn yet another wonderful lesson out of the book of Genesis. Let's get started. Then the Lord said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also the tree of life and live forever." Therefore the Lord sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east side or east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. That's Genesis 3. It seems like the tree of life in the Garden of Eden could extend forever the existence of the flesh. But what a terrible fate that would have been. Existing forever in sin and death and darkness, just like Satan. So God sent Adam and Eve out of the garden to protect them and to protect mankind until the time was right. Some 4,000 years later, the time was right, and God invited all of mankind to the tree of eternal life that created new creatures, creatures fit for eternity, creatures raised from the dead and forever cleansed from sin, filled with His Holy Spirit. This is the tree that does not just give eternal existence, but eternal life. Eternity filled with awe, thankfulness, love, kindness, goodness, mercy, joy, heaven and perfect relationship, union with our Creator. Everything, every event, every person, every tragedy, every victory, every prayer, every praise, all of it, from the time Adam left Eden, led ultimately to the time of Calvary. The time of Calvary? Okay, what happened on Calvary forever changed the cosmos, but do you mean that the time itself was special as well? Yep. Jesus began his ministry saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." That's Mark 1:15. And we read in the scripture, tells us, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law." It's Galatians 4:4. Not only was it the fullness of time, but he says, "In an acceptable time, I have heard you, and the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6. Even the demons knew about the time, the set time, and suddenly they cried out, it says, "What have we to do with you, Jesus, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" That's Matthew 8:29. We know the time was set, for Jesus performed one of his greatest miracles to illustrate that fact. Let me summarize. During his ministry time, Jesus had become extremely close to a trio of siblings in a small community just outside of Jerusalem, two sisters and a brother. As the time grew close for Jesus to go to the cross to fulfill his mission, he received word that someone dear to him, especially dear, was sick unto death. When he heard the news, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." It's John 11. And then intentionally waited 2 days to respond, at which point he told his disciples, "Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." But when Jesus and his disciples arrived, they found many mourners and two grief-stricken sisters. Now, the Lord knew what he would do. He told a grieving Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." Shortly after this, the other sister, Mary, came and fell at his feet, crying the same thing as Martha, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Everyone was weeping. When Jesus saw this, he groaned in the spirit, and the Bible simply says, Jesus wept. They showed him where they had placed the body. It was a cave. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he's been dead 4 days." You can see John chapter 11 for this whole story. Many of you know this story. Jesus cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." And the dead man rose from his grave. Lazarus means God has helped. And indeed, that's what God did. 4 days, 4 prophetic days after he died. What? It was indeed about 4,000 years since Adam was exiled from the garden, and specifically the tree of life. According to Peter in 2 Peter 3:8, that's 4 days to the Lord. As God warned Adam and mankind, they died after eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. As with Lazarus, God waited for the right time to make that right. He waited 4 days to raise him from the dead. It was 4 days that we, that is mankind, were dead with Adam until we were crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20, and raised with him like Lazarus. See Ephesians 2:6 and Colossians 2:12. So the time was right. After 4 days, 4,000 years, in due time, the tree of life was accessible again. Only this tree, the cross of Christ, gave us the fruit of the Spirit for the life God wants for us. Eternal life and a quality of life that only He can give. Galatians 5 tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And Romans 5 tells us, "For when we were without strength, in due time," that is a fixed and definite time, the time when things are brought to crisis, the decisive epoch waited for, that's the definition, "Christ died for the ungodly." Thank you, Lord. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.